Welcome to the Business Leadership Series, where we engage with leaders who are making an impact on their worlds and who want to share their knowledge and experience for your personal and professional growth. The following interview is designed to inspire you to become the best leader you can be. Your host, Derek Champagne, is the founder and CEO of The Artist Evolution, a full-service agency building successful brands, marketing tools, and campaigns, and also the author of the best-selling book, Don't Buy a Duck. And now, let's begin today's Leadership Series interview.
Welcome to the Business Leadership Series, where our goal is to inspire you to become the best leader that you can be.
We have a special episode today. June is Men's Health Awareness Month, and we have Tom Milano Jr. and Eric Coleman with us. Eric, a former NFL standout, active philanthropist, sought-after sports analyst, played with 9 consecutive seasons in the NFL with the Jets, the Falcons, Detroit Lions, and is an ambassador for Man Cave now. We've got Tom Milano Jr., who's a creative entrepreneur, 25-plus year track record, building successful companies, and his newest venture, his Man Cave Health, and helping men take better care of their bodies. And I'm really excited about this concept. I don't want to ruin it by introducing it first, so I'd rather welcome you guys and have you share more about this unique patient care model. So guys, welcome, and thanks for being with me today.
Thank you.
Tom, why don't you tell us a little bit, tell us about kind of your personal experience and how did this concept come about? Why this particular concept?
Yeah, so a little over 3 years ago, at the age of 48, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. 3 weeks later, I had successful robotic surgery, had my prostate removed, and I was basically cured, no treatment, and knock on wood, you know, 3 years later, I'm perfectly fine, healthy. About a year and a half ago, I was asked by couple of different organizations to be on their board, organizations that promoted prostate cancer awareness and men's health. And at that point, I just decided that this is something that me and my family needed to do on our own. We had a family foundation where we raised a lot of money over the years and supported charities, mostly on Long Island, of children in need. But once I was diagnosed with prostate cancer, we kind of knew that, you know, this was going to be our new mission. And, you know, after going through the process, you know, going to the doctor is never fun, but going through a cancer diagnosis is really not fun. And we just came up with this idea to create an environment that would hopefully get more men to go to the doctor. And if you just happen to be a patient already, provide them in a place where the experience is much better than sitting in your traditional waiting room, which, as you may or may not know, you know, is not a lot of fun. So we, on January 6th, we opened our first man cave. It's literally a man cave inserted in the Department of Urology on Madison Avenue, Mount Sinai. And, you know, it's your traditional man cave, right? It's a 70-inch television on the wall. There's leather chairs. There's sports memorabilia from all 8 major local teams. There is a coffee bar. You can sit at a counter and charge your phone and your iPad and get some work done. So, and more importantly, it's a place where you can be much more relaxed, actually, you know, converse with the people next to you rather than, you know, sitting in a regular waiting room like a herd of cattle.
I love the concept. It's revolutionary. You've got memorabilia, sports memorabilia, flat screen TVs, leather seating, coffee bars. Give me some statistics. You're right. I mean, tell me about the number of men that are living with prostate cancer. I mean, no one's talking about it. We don't talk about it.
Yeah. So I don't know how many men are actually living with prostate cancer, but what I can tell you is that 30,000 men die from prostate cancer every year, mainly because they didn't know they had it. It's the one disease where if you have symptoms from it, it's too late. You're not gonna cure it. And that's the issue. And, you know, early detection, you know, is the key with a lot of, you know, disease. But when it comes to prostate cancer, early detection is the key. And, you know, unlike most men, you know, I've been going for an annual physical since the day I got out of college. And a simple blood test, you know, saved my life. It was an elevated PSA. My number went from a 2 to a 5. That led me to a urologist, which led me to a biopsy, which led me to a cancer diagnosis. This all happened within a 90-day period. And, you know, I'm one of the fortunate ones that, you know, caught it early. And that's the problem. Men, for whatever reason, are wired differently than women. And, you know, getting them to take 1 hour out of the 8,000 plus hours you have in a year to go to the doctor, you know, why they don't do it, I don't know. But that's kind of our mission, is to drive more men to the doctor.
I love that you're giving a spotlight on this. And, you know, the Milana Family Foundation has done so many great things and helped a lot of great charities. But I love that you went through, I don't like that you went through the experience, but that you went through it and then decided you were going to do something about it. And it is a real issue. Eric, talk to me for a minute. What is important to you about this, and why did you decide that you wanted to participate and be an ambassador for Man Cave?
Well, you know, the prostate cancer is very prevalent among African-American men, among men in general. And for me, you know, being a former player, having a platform to go out there and talk to my peers, to talk to fellow men and raise awareness about prostate cancer and what the great stuff that Man Cave is doing, you know, I was all on board. You know, I met Tom and we hit it off over lunch, and we talked about, you know, where does Man Cave want to go? How many people can we help? How many people can we raise awareness for and let them know to go out there and get your physical examination, make sure that you check your prostate and address this disease. You know, it's such a preventable disease if you just stay on top of it, get your check. So we're doing screenings where, you know, I love being involved in it, and I'm excited for all the great events that are in the future.
Talk to me, guys. Talk to me about what growth looks like. What are your goals? How do you want to expand this? What are some of the goals coming up?
So, you know, we opened on January 6th, and that first week I was on live television in local markets three times, had a bunch of published articles, and that has led to some tremendous momentum. Currently, we're talking to probably 12 or 13 different health systems across the country that have inquired off of, you know, seeing me and what I'm doing. It's nice for a change. When you're in business, yeah, you know, for the last 25 years, you're always soliciting, you know, people to do business with you. This is the first time I'm actually in a position where people are coming to me that want to do business. So it's kind of strange being in this position, but our goal is to roll this out into as many places as we possibly can. Not every one of them being within a health system, right? When you're dealing with a health system, there's a lot of bureaucracy. And when you're dealing with people in a health system, you're usually dealing with you know, patients that are already, you know, that are sick at some point, right? Mm-hmm. My goal is to put these, you know, in a strip mall on a main road, and have a Man Cave Health banner on the street, and have a licensed phlebotomist there, you know, all the time. A place where a healthy man can just stop in, get some information on prostate cancer and or men's health, stop in and get a free PSA test, which is why we're raising all this money. Have a place where local people, you know, we can have support groups. I have a couple of people that, you know, that are going to hopefully be on my board, and they're crusaders for this. And They hold support groups on a weekly basis, never in the same place twice, because people can't host them, right? Especially within a hospital. So, you know, we want to have, for everyone we have within a system, my goal is to have, you know, one outside the system.
Yeah, I really like that. So tell me, what kind of response have you seen so far from some of those that have gone into this first location?
So ironically, the next Man Cave will most likely, the next Man Cave outside of New York will most likely be in Orange County, California, with a system called, you know, UC Irvine. And Dr. Landman and Dean Stamos came about 5 weeks ago because they heard about us and they actually wanted to see it. And they took their time, they flew cross country, and, you know, we're standing in the Man Cave having a conversation, and Friday is actually the busiest day of the week at Mount Sinai. And, you know, 25, 30 minutes into our conversation, he looks at me and he's like, "This is amazing." I'm like, "What's amazing?" He goes, "I'm sitting here and I'm watching people come in, whether it's just the male or it's the male and their spouse." And he goes, "They walk into this room and they're on their way to the doctor and they have this whole disgusted look on their face because they don't want to be here." And he's like, "I'm watching them sit down, and within 5 minutes, their whole demeanor changes, right?
Wow.
Their smiles on their face, they're having a cup of coffee, they're looking around, they're actually talking to other people in the room, right? When is the last time you went to a doctor and you conversed with the person next to you in the waiting room, right?
I can't think of ever.
He actually pointed out, exactly. And to me, you know, that was awesome. Like, I never really looked at it from that point of view. It took a doctor who deals with this every day to actually point that out to me. But I thought that was pretty cool.
I love breaking the silence. You said if we can convince even a small percentage of the male population to go to the doctor more regularly, get their PSA tested annually, know their numbers, then we've hit a home run. If more men talk about their health concerns, then more men will follow through with annual tests such as the PSA, and more men will live longer.
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest difference between men and women, right? A bunch of women will go out to lunch, and they'll talk about all of their health issues to one another. But, you know, when's the last time you were to lunch where a guy brought up, oh, my God, I'm having a problem urinating, and I need to go see a urologist, right? It never happens for whatever reason. And, you know, and that's the whole goal about getting people to really talk about it and know your numbers. Why women are so much more open about these types of things than men, I don't know the answer to that. But, you know, by creating a really cool environment, that will hopefully get more men to the doctor.
We're doing a great job creating awareness, and obviously with raising money as well. Tell me about this, your fourth annual golf event that's happening on Monday, on June 10th at Fresh Meadows.
Yeah, so it's our fourth event. All the money that we raised that day is going towards future man caves and free screening for people without health insurance. That's going to be a big initiative of ours right now, is going into, you know, the black communities. As Eric said before, it affects them a lot more than it affects, you know, Caucasian people. One in four black men will get diagnosed with this disease. But as far as the outing goes, my outing is more of a party. We're sold out again. We have golf all day. Then we play poker after dinner. We have a bar on every par three. I figured if people are going to play a 5.5 hour round of golf, you might as well serve them as much alcohol as possible and have them enjoy the day. And they usually spend more money. The more they drink, the more money they spend, which is kind of my philosophy. But it's a great event, and it's something that, you know, our supporters love. And, you know, there's not many charities out there asking people for money on behalf of men's health, right? One thing unique to the event this year is, my friends don't know this yet, but I plan on guilting a majority of the people there to getting a free PSA test. Opco Health has been gracious enough to come to our event and provide free PSA testing, which, you know, from my knowledge, it's the first golf outing ever to actually do that. So, wow. You know, I think that's pretty cool. I think that's pretty cool as well.
Excellent. You've got great guests attending as well. NFL superstars, Leonard Marshall, Marvin Washington, Howard Cross, Tony Richardson, and others. So it sounds like a great event. Eric, tell me more about, you know, you're involved in this to spread awareness, and it's prominent in the African-American community. Give us your perspective on, is it being talked about in that community? What do you see happening, and what kind of response are you seeing already from this concept?
Well, you know, I think that's the key part of me getting involved is to raise awareness to our community, raise awareness to the fellas. You know, as men, right, we don't really, I mean, as Tom said earlier, we don't really talk about what's going on in our lives. And especially for some reason in the black community, we don't talk about it as much. And for it to be such a high percentage of African-American men being affected, why not raise awareness? Why not bring guys out? Do what you can to talk to guys. Bring your friends. Talk to your buddies about it. Stop the silence. Stop being prideful about prostate cancer. Talk about it. You may save someone else's life. And with the percentages 1 in 4, chances are that you know somebody who's going to be affected by it. So, you know, let's talk about this in the NFL community. Let's reach out to all of our fan bases, raise awareness to as far as we can. That's why I'd like to get involved, and that's why I'm happy to be an ambassador.
1 in 4 is a staggering statistic. That is alarming.
Yeah, it's way too much, and it can be prevented.
That's the key. Exactly. 1 in 4 is alarming, but again, if you're a male, right, if you're going to be diagnosed with cancer within your lifetime, this is the cancer you want to be diagnosed with because it is so curable, right? But if you don't know you have it, that's the killer, right? The cancer's not the killer. It's knowing you don't have it is the killer. And and getting out there and, you know, making men aware that, you know, it's a simple blood test that could save your life. There's a lot of controversy. If you do reading on PSA tests, the government says, you know, it's really not necessary to get a PSA test. You know, all of the insurance companies lobby against PSA tests because they feel it leads to unwarranted biopsies, right? And someone needs to pay for those biopsies. But what I tell people that argue that case is, listen, a blood test saved my life, and I would have gave a lot of money for the doctor to tell me after my biopsy that I didn't have cancer, right? So whoever wants to have that argument with me, they're not going to win, right? So, but it's all about awareness when it comes to prostate cancer and most other, you know, men's health, you know, diseases.
Thanks, guys. Thank you both. I appreciate you taking up this cause, and I appreciate the attention that you're giving it, especially Eric, for the African-American community with those statistics. Guys, what do you want to encourage our listeners to do today, or what call to action do you want to share?
Yeah, so, you know, as you can probably tell from this interview, I'm very passionate about what we do, and anybody that wants to find out what we're all about and what we're trying to achieve, you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook, Man Cave Health. You could subscribe to our newsletter. That's hopefully going to start at the beginning of the third quarter. We're in the process of developing an app, which will, you know, will be great for the male community. We're going to have, you know, men's health tip of the day, stuff like that. And anybody that's interested in helping the cause, you know, we'd love to hear from you. And that could all be done, you know, through our website.
And that's men, women. If you're affected by it or not, go to the website. There's a great auction. Tom has put together a fantastic auction. There's some great items there that, you know, whether you're in New York area or around the country, you can go take advantage of those. And they go to a great cause.
And Eric, thanks for that. Yes, and encouraging our women listeners as well to check this out and encourage your men to look at it. And that's mancavehealth.org, an auction there. Please do check that out regardless of where you're at and learn more about it. Tom and Eric, thank you both so much for being our guests today. We'll share this information. This will be going out later this afternoon, and we appreciate you both, what you're doing. Look forward to seeing the next great things that you do.
Thanks a lot. I really appreciate your time today.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Derek. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Business Leadership Series, where we engage with leaders who are making an impact on their worlds and who want to share their knowledge and experience for your personal and professional growth. This interview was designed to inspire you to become the best leader you can be.